They call this the gallery. It's actually a special adjunct to the Detroit Auto Show. Why? Because inside here, they've got a collection of some of the most beautiful, exotic, and upscale cars that are on the market today. Why? Because in any auto show in the U.S., you can't just walk in and buy what's on the floor. You're just not able to do that. But here in the gallery, you can. So they've gathered these cars and upscale people, literally from all over the country, who are able to come in and buy these things if they'd want. In fact, this whole event has been done in a very nice and upscale way, and we'll show you more of what that's all about later in the show. But for now, come on, let's take a look inside at who the people are and what the cars are all about. And it looks like you're never knowing who you're going to bump into here at the gallery. Here we've got the world-famous Wolfgang Puck preparing up a storm for everybody who's here to eat. Wolfgang, tell us a little bit about who's here and what you're doing with them.
I'm very excited because I love cars, and I think coming to the auto show to Detroit is one of my favorite times of the year. So I already got my 2011 Escalade Cadillac, so I'm very excited.
Now, wait a minute. You say it's so exciting to come here to Detroit.
Yeah.
It's the dead of winter. What makes it so appealing to you to be here?
You know, you look out the window, it looks so beautiful and clean. It's perfect. I think I like actually the cold weather. I come from Austria, so I'm used to it. I don't come from somewhere in South America or somewhere where it's always hot. But I like it. I like to come here, and it's always fun at the auto show. You know, a lot of people come every year, so we have people from last year, the year before, and they really enjoy the party.
But you're here working. Exactly what are you doing here tonight?
Well, we are working. We have all of our restaurants represented here. So if you want to have food from our restaurant Spago, we have like a black truffle risotto. We have chinois with some Chinese-style lobster and lamb chops with this mint cilantro vinaigrette. Then we have our restaurant Cut, where we have wonderful Kobe steaks and roasted raccoon veal. And then we have all these appetizers. So it's a lot of fun and great food.
And who all do you have here eating here tonight? Tell us about the people who are here and why they're here for this event.
Well, this is a big party for American Express. So we have the people who come here, and then they get a preview of the newest models of cars. I already sneaked in there and saw a new Aston Martin four-door, which I never saw in my life, and they had a Bentley still covered. So we'll see. I think people are going to buy some cars tonight.
And of everything that you saw in the display for the gallery, what was your favorite? What would you choose? You mentioned the Aston, but is that the one?
You know, it would be very difficult. I still wanted to see the Bentley, which is undercover. I didn't want to take the cover off first, so I'm going to go look at it a little bit later. But there are so many fabulous cars out there. It's really exciting. And I think it's great to see the enthusiasm of the people to this year. Last year was a little more quiet and subdued, but this year everybody seems very excited.
There is more energy, and since people need to eat to have energy, tell us a little bit about the food you're preparing tonight.
Well, we have a lot of little appetizers from our smoked salmon pizzas on to our filet steak tartare to a little pumpkin soup here. And then we have little crab Louis salads just to pass around.
Well, nobody should be going hungry. It sounds like there's a little bit of everything to choose from.
Yeah, and I saw we have great wine from Gurgitch Hills, you know, one of my favorite producers out in California. So we have Mike's Cabernet and Chardonnay. So that's going to should be a great night. Plus, people have champagne and whatever they want.
Well, that's great. Wolfgang, it's so interesting to run into you here, and especially to run into you here working.
Working. Well, I think they only invite me if I work. So I think I have to work to get a new car.
That's great. And speaking of new cars, I've got to get back to them right now. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll see you out there.
Joining me now is Baron Mead, the chairman of the 2011 North American International Auto Show, and also with Mead Lexus as well. Baron, tell us a little bit about the event. What gave you guys the idea of putting on something like this? I don't know is that any other auto show in the world does something like this.
Well, we wanted to create an experience for the ultra luxuries because, you know, the business case of coming to a show is not often that positive. So what we need to do is give them a smaller venue. Everybody's kind of even, you know, as far as the display build. And so the cars are the stars at this event.
But as opposed to the big show, you know, the big auto show, you've got something very special here. So you're talking about the Lamborghinis, the Porsches, the Ferraris and the like, being able to really get one-on-one with their customers.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have unveilings every year, you know. So it's a, so again, the we can connect the luxury, ultra-luxury manufacturer with luxury car buyers. And we have worked with our partners, American Express Black Card and Centurion Card. We work with the MEDC and Local Wealth Management to bring people to Detroit in January to see these beautiful products.
So how's it going? What's the reaction that you're hearing?
It's fantastic. Every year, this is the third year of the gallery, and it continues to build. We even had Bentley do an unveiling here at the gallery. So again, we're excited that this venue at the MGM helps our customers, you know, get the word out to their guests.
So you mentioned that American Express is your partner. You mentioned Centurion and Black Card, but who are these people?
Well, you know what? We can't really tell. There are people that, you know, have very high, you know, are able to put a lot of money on their cars.
These are not cheap cars that are in this room here.
No. We have over $3.5 million worth of cars, and there's only 27 cars. So, you know, what we're going to do is, you know, again, this is an experiential product. Buying a new one of these is a big, big commitment. And we just want to be able to show people that this is the place to be, to look at a vehicle and see the most beautiful vehicles on the planet here in Detroit.
And will any of them go over to the big show, or it's just this event that they're here for?
Some of them do, yeah. Like the Lexus LFA will be going over tonight. The Bentleys will be going over tonight. So if the brand also is represented in the big show, then a lot of these products will go out because this is over tonight. It's a one-night affair.
And you're definitely going to do this next year as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And last year we also took this concept to San Jose, California, to Los Gatos at the Mountain Winery, and so we had a gallery out there. So this also gives the NAIS...
So you've got an idea of taking this gallery elsewhere, not just in the Detroit show.
We're not fixed to the Detroit show, but it is a value benefit. I mean, there's always going to be one in Detroit, and then we're going to try to do some in other areas.
Very interesting. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on what you end up doing, because this is a very clever idea that you've got.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your involvement, and it's going to be a great evening.
Karen, thanks so much.
Thanks,
really
John.
Appreciate your
Take
time.
Care.
And please meet John Neal from Boston, who's here at the gallery. Why?
Well, how can you resist coming to Detroit to see all these beautiful cars?
Now, wait a minute. Coming to Detroit in the dead of winter, what motivates you to come here to the gallery?
Well, I've got automotive jeans, and this is the place to be right now in January. You know, you could be skiing, but you wouldn't see these cars.
You know? And you're obviously a car guy.
I am. You know, you've got to admit it. When you come to Detroit in January, you're a car guy.
So what's different about coming to the gallery as opposed to, say, going down to the floor of the big show itself?
Well, this is where it's all happening. These are the cars you aspire to. These are the cars that you could take just about any one of these cars in this room, and you'd be a happier person.
So
you know?
What do you have in your heart? What are you fond of in this room here?
Well, I have to say I have a real estate business in Boston, so I need a back seat. I will admit that I look at that Aston Martin Rapide, and I have to say I could probably get by with that at work, you know?
So the Aston Martin parked over here has caught your eye.
Oh, it's a nice car. It's a beautiful car.
Now, did you come specifically to look at Aston Martins, or you just sort of wander around and look at all the vehicles?
We look at all of them. And Bentleys, I mean, beautiful cars. They have back seats in a few of those, too. And then there's a side of you that wants a car that doesn't have a back seat. It's just for you and somebody else, you know? And
I'm sure Lamborghini and Ferrari and some of the others.
Happy to take care of you on that, yes. And it's a wonderful experience to be in a room that has all these cars at the same time. You can walk from one to the other and just get a sense of their differences and what appeals to you about one or the other.
And, of course, you have representatives from the companies here to tell you all about them.
Yeah.
That's got to be a nice way to learn and get any of your questions answered.
It's incredible. It's a very special experience to be here and just see these cars and be able to get in and out of them and play with the wheel and, like me, maybe even get in the back seat and see how my clients might feel in the back. Yeah.
So you're thinking of buying here. You're here shopping?
Oh, we never stop shopping. Car people, we never stop. And I'm always looking for my next car.
Well, that's terrific. John Neal, thanks so much for taking
the
time. Really
much.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And joining me right now is Christoph George, President and CEO of Bentley North America. Great to be able to talk with you.
And thank you for your interest in our great products.
Well, very interesting. You've chosen this event here at the gallery to introduce the new Continental GT from Bentley. Why did you choose this event to exhibit the car here?
Our new Continental GT will be revealed as a premiere at the Detroit Motor Show, starting tomorrow. And Detroit Motor Show has always been a very important motor show for us, being in our biggest market, our largest market in the world. However, this event at the gallery allows us to invite privately our best customers and to have the opportunity to show them our best creation in a kind of exclusive environment.
So,
and of course, I'm French, so we can have a cup of champagne next to the car, which is even greater, you know?
A very civilized way of doing
very
it.
A civilized way to show a car.
So you've really got a special event for your customers. Tomorrow you'll show this to the media at the main
tomorrow
event.
Tomorrow is the first press day, so tonight it was much more to demonstrate all our consideration to our best customers.
And how has this event worked for you? Is this a good way to be able to show the car to these customers?
And we have quite a good level of attendance and participation. I still have to ask our dealer in Detroit how many reservations he has taken from but no, I believe seriously, the welcome of the car, we have been there. The welcome is very positive. It's our new Continental GT. It's an evolution of our revolution. Continental GT in 2004 has totally changed the marketplace, the luxury marketplace, creating a new market segment. So having an evolution of this car is very, very important. And I believe we have done it well, making sure that the identity of the iconic GT is still there. It's still a classic, but of course, much more modern, spare with more muscles. It's a Bentley, it is strong, but very, very refined at the same time.
Well, that's very great. Christoph, thanks for stopping by and telling us all about the car and you being here at the event. We really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I've just made two friends here right now, Keith and Sheila Owen, who have come all the way from Houston, Texas. And I've got to ask, okay, from Houston to Detroit in the dead of winter, what got you here?
We're car people, and we love cars, and to see the cars that are here tonight at the gallery is very special.
Sheila, what's it like for you?
I'm in for the long haul, but I love cars because he does, and you get to see them up front, you know, before you get to sit in them, you get to play with them. I mean, we drove cars this morning on the green cars. I mean, you get to do stuff that just you wouldn't be able to do at home.
What do you make of the gallery itself? What do you think of this event?
Well, I think it brings together a great compilation of high-performance cars and the people that are likely to buy them, and that's what it's all about. Bring the customers to the cars.
And I understand this is not your first time here. You've been to this event before.
We've been here before, but this year is special. There's an excitement. There's a real interest in this that shows that the economy is improving, and we're excited about that.
Do you see it that way, Sheila? You feel the excitement?
Absolutely. You know, last year was kind of okay, but this year is a whole lot more fun all the way around. So
there seems to be more energy in the room, to be sure.
There is, throughout the city. You can see it in Cobalt Hall. You can see it here at the MGM Grand. It's special.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, the both of you, thanks so much for taking the time, number one, to come all the way up here in the dead of winter for the show. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me right now as well.
We're glad to do it. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I love it.
And this is Wolfgang Hoffman, the Chief Operating Officer of Lamborghini America. Wolfgang, it's great to have you here talking about this event. But explain, why is Lamborghini exhibiting these cars at the gallery?
The gallery is very important for us because here we have the chance to meet high-profile customers in a one-on-one basis. We have the chance to show our super sports cars in a really intimate setting. We can explain all the features. We can give them FaceTime. They have the chance to see the people behind the scenes from Lamborghini, and they can ask us questions that they normally can't ask. And, of course, it's very important for us to be here because 2010 was so important for Lamborghini.
Why? Why explain that? What do you mean?
We introduced the Superleggera, the LP570-4, a super sports car which extended the Gallardo range, a lightweight car, losing some weight. I mean, after the holidays, you know, maybe not you, but me, I have to lose some weight. So the car managed that, lost almost 200 pounds.
And, of course, this is done in a very high-tech way with very exotic composites.
Yeah, I wished I could do that with carbon fiber as well. So the car has a lot of carbon fiber material now and has a horsepower output of 570. All wheels are driven, so four-wheel drive, and accelerates in something like 3.2 seconds from 0 to 60. So a really exciting super sports car. And then we introduced the Sesto Elemento at the motor show in Paris, a car almost made completely out of carbon fiber, which shows the way forward for Lamborghini. That is lightweight, power-to-weight ratio, focusing on these elements, getting the weight down, increasing the handling, increasing the performance at the same time, and increasing only a little bit the horsepower, but increasing the driving pleasure through lightweight construction.
Sure, because if you take weight out, it's almost like you're adding power to a car.
That's it. And at one point, we also have to look at emissions, even as a super sports car manufacturer. And this is for us the best way to go forward. Get the power to weight ratio up and reduce the weight of a car.
So 2010 was important getting these cars out. What do you do for 2011 now?
In 2011, and unfortunately we can't show you the car, it will be shown in Geneva, we will introduce the new LP700-4, the Murciélago successor. Again, a car made substantially out of carbon fiber. The whole monocoque of the car is made out of carbon fiber. 700 horsepower. A car with a lot of innovations, push rod suspension, independent shifting rod transmission, a perfect package, a super sports car that the world will admire and hopefully also our customers.
Now, getting back to the cars that you have here, I imagine these people could go down to the auto show and look and see them and even ask questions about them, but it seems to me though what you're saying is you like having this very special event for your customers.
Yes, that's right. I mean, and this year we are only here at this event. We are not down at the auto show this year, but for us it is important to have this one-on-one conversation. Have a conversation with our customers in an intimate setting. I think that's what separates us from mass market brands. We are a high-end super luxury brand, and we need to have this one-on-one, very personal relationship with each and every customer.
So you do these sort of exhibits all around the country and all around the world. What do you think about the gallery? Has this worked for you?
Oh, perfect. It was great. I mean, I met so many exciting customers tonight. It's fantastic, and we will be back next year.
Terrific. Wolfgang, thanks so much for
your
time.
You,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And look who I've run into here in the gallery, none other than Dave Fisher with the Suburban Collection, which is what? Tell us a little bit about the stores and brands you have.
We are a collection of automobile dealerships. We represent 29 brands in 38 locations around Michigan, Florida, and just recently in California.
That's terrific. But why here? Why are you at the gallery? What are you exhibiting and why?
Well, this is the start of the North American International Auto Show, which is near and dear to our hearts. It's the premier show in the United States. And we are here tonight doing the first ever North American introduction of the Bentley Continental GT, the 2012 model. And
the North American introduction
Right. Is
here at the gallery.
It is here.
Not out on the floor
the
of
gallery.
The main auto show.
It's not in Europe. It's not in another city. It's here in Detroit, which is the center of the universe for the North American car business.
Why did Bentley choose to unveil the car here at the gallery rather than out on the floor of the main show?
Well, you know, it's not an unusual happening now. They want to pick a special place. And tonight we have an event with the customers of the Suburban Collection and the American Express Black Card.
Explain the Black Card a little bit for those who are not familiar with it.
The Bentley buyer is a Black Card user. It's a premium card. It provides concierge services. It's an accoutrement to a high profile customer.
So that's who these people are.
Yes.
That are here tonight.
Everybody you see around you is a Black Card subscriber.
So they got a special invitation to come here to the gallery.
They're from all over the United States.
Wait. What do you mean? They're not just local Detroit.
Oh, no, No. I ran into a fellow from Newport Beach a moment ago. There's some folks from Miami here.
Wait. Now, time out. This is Detroit. It's the dead of winter. It's freezing cold outside. It's a Sunday night. How do you get all these people to show up at an event like this?
Oh, it's better than that. Wait a minute. It's a North American International Auto Show in Detroit in a sold-out hotel the first week in January. It's about the car business. It's about giving people what they want. We are seeing a dramatic change in the industry.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the people. They've come from all over the United States to view this event. For what?
Well, again, it's the North American introduction of a product. Nobody ever gets to go to that. They were part of something that a handful of people normally see. It's not on a show floor in front of a bunch of press. What Bentley did is really quite smart. They debuted the car in front of the people that are the buyer of the car.
So you've got real buyers here, not just a lot of people who are tongues hanging out, drooling over these beautiful machines.
Well, we may all be drooling over the car. It's a magnificent automobile. But these are the people that can buy it. I would suggest to you there are people here tonight that will buy it.
Can they buy it right off the floor here?
Not so much. No. The car comes in April. We will receive our first shipments in April. But it is a very important thing they've done here. Most manufacturers are trying to get closer to their customer. Bentley found a way to be one with their customer here, inviting them through American Express to come and watch as the car is unveiled.
So this gallery, this is the first time here, or they've been doing it for a number of years?
This is our third year here.
So obviously you're back for 3 years. You think this is really paying off for the business?
Well, again, we're in a sold-out hotel in Detroit, you know, the second week in January, and look around. This beautiful room is full of great cars, wonderful customers, and we're here.
That's terrific. Well, Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me about it.
Thank you. It's our pleasure, and thank you for coming tonight yourself.
Thanks.
What color would you like?
And here I've run into two other chaps that have come to the gallery. Please tell me your names.
My name is Bob Buderbaugh, and I'm visiting from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that.
And I'm Terry Judd, and I drove all across Michigan from Spring Lake, Michigan.
Where's Spring Lake?
Spring Lake is near south of Muskegon and west of Grand Rapids.
Okay, right on the far west-hand side of the
state. Absolutely. If you want me to use the hand thing, it's right over here.
Yeah.
What brought you to the gallery here tonight?
Well, Terry and I have come to the auto show since 1963.
Yeah.
What? 1963?
Absolutely. As kids, we used to come to the early shows here. And Terry, we've come to this press day for many years. And this is the unique part of this show, no question about it.
Of course, you say press day, but the press is not invited to this event.
No, not tonight. No, this is an American Express event tonight. So, and that's... Terry got me into the press days for years, but he's no longer with the paper. So through American Express, I was able to do a by invitation only, which got us access to this tonight. I mean, this afternoon we went over and drove the new Chevy Volt in the basement of Cobo Hall. And so it's been a really unique time.
So this is very special to come to this event.
Well, it is. And it's nice to be able to, I'm a part of a dying breed of people. I'm a newspaper reporter and been out of work now for about 2 years, so it's nice to have been able to weasel my way back into an event like this. So it's we've had a great time. I met one of the actors from Detroit 187 tonight and get to sit in a Rolls Royce and fondle their umbrella. So.
But the other thing about it is the access to the auto industry CEOs. I mean, I ran into an old friend of our family's tonight, Dave Fisher, who's one of the people behind the whole event. So that was fun to see him. And it's always great to come back to Detroit. You know, Detroit's always in your blood. There's no question about it.
We're Detroit suburban brats. I grew up in Birmingham. Bob grew up in Bloomfield Hills. My father worked for Rockwell International. They were at one point the largest manufacturer of wheel covers, and they bought steel from Bob's father. John DeLorean lived about three houses down from my house, Bunky Knudsen. So the auto industry is definitely in our vein, so it's great to be here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can move away from Detroit, but you can't move Detroit out of you. There's no question about it.
And so you're both here tonight.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having a great time. Some great cars here tonight, and just an exciting time.
Well, terrific. Thanks so much for taking the time of talking to me and giving me some of your reminiscing of 1963. My goodness, that goes way back.
Slip window Corvette. That's why I remember that show.
That's when it came out. Yeah. That's why you remember it.
Actually, what Chevrolet had is that the Corvette body would lift way up in the air, and they showed the guts and flip it all around, and we were just like, wow. And, of course, the Studebaker Avanti was introduced that year, too, which is a fiberglass sports car, which I now own one just because I said I got to have that car someday.
Terrific. Well, guys, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Again, really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Quite an event, this thing here called the Gallery. You know, I've never seen anything like this at any other auto show in the world. And the fact that you can get people from all over the United States to come to the city of Detroit in the dead of winter to look at cars like this is just phenomenal. But as you can tell, as you've heard from the people here, they're excited about this event, and they really like what they've got to see here. You know, I think the organizers are onto something. I think they could take this to many other cities and probably not just in the United States. I hope you really appreciate that we are able to get you in here because, you know, I've never been let into this event before. I really don't qualify. But anyway, that brings us to the end of this show. For all of us here at AutoLine, thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.